so, the feminine is all around you. The feminine is what's around you. Everything around you is the feminine. How you respond to everything around you is your responsibility. For instance, if you're with your woman and you've had sex and you've ejaculated, sometimes after that, you have very little sexual desire for a period of time. You are depolarized. The polarized attraction between masculine and feminine is neutralized because you've spent yourself. You've decreased your desire. In those moments, you might look at the woman next to you and feel love deeply. So I'm not talking about love diminishing. Love might remain very deep. But your sexual desire, that is, your desire to merge with her energies, is decreased. Of course, the same is true with your desire to merge with the energies of the world. You no longer feel that impulse to dive into, open, and transform her, that is, the world. So over time, as men, as masculine identified characters, we realize we are responsible for what we do with our desire. We can diminish our desire. We can act on our desire to spend ourselves so we no longer desire. Or, in the way of the superior man, we cultivate our desire. So we walk around in a kind of polarized unity with all form, a pleasurable unity of feeling into her at all moments, of merging with her, her meaning not only your chosen intimate partner, but the entire world. How do we keep it up then? How do we remain aroused in our desire to enter and serve the world? Especially when we feel battered down, especially when we feel criticized by women or the world, especially when we feel that what we've done has not been received or taken in or used or acknowledged. Again, a first-stage man must get something back for what he does, some kind of acknowledgement or pay. A second-stage man is willing to offer his gift as long as it doesn't rock the boat too much and he gets back what he needs. I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. But a third stage man continues consciously cultivating the love desire for woman, for world, so that his consciousness is most deeply merged in her and the world. He's not struggling with her as if she's a distraction to his purpose. Instead, he realizes that her arousal allows him to give his gift more fully, the way she inspires him with her light. He doesn't just go after her and grab her to consume her and then be done with her like an obsessed first stage man, but instead he combines with her just long enough for their hearts to open and then walks away from her while desire remains. He never exploits desire to the point of depleting it, leaving himself flaccid, unable to love and enter the world and the world of women. So, what are some of the outcomes of either allowing your desire to become too diminished or acting on your desire in ways that don't bring light and fullness to the world? So let's first look at what happens if we allow our desire to diminish. So whether it is after an ejaculation, or whether it is simply because you're too exhausted, whether it is because of familiarity with your intimate partner, that you simply lose desire for your intimate partner, what happens? Well, first of all, remember what's important for the masculine in men and women is what we are attending to, whereas what is important to the feminine in men and women is how the energy is flowing. So if your energy is not flowing in love desire with your partner, she feels it. And if she is more identified with the feminine than you, she feels that lack of energy deeply. She feels, in fact, rejected by you. Your lack of desire feels like rejection to her, which, of course, because the feminine is always seeking love, makes her feel she is not getting what she really wants. So depending on her capacity to practice, she may collapse or withdraw or feel hurt, and then you're less attracted to her. And then, of course, she's more hurt and less likely to open, which makes you feel it's even more work to be with her, and so you're less likely to even want to be. So allowing yourself to become unattracted to your partner through familiarity, through repetition, through excess ejaculation, all results in a continuing distancing of your two hearts, farther and farther apart. However, the same thing can happen with intense desire. As your desire grows, you'll begin to look at all women with intense desire. You'll feel desire all day. What do you do with this desire? Is it best to act on it? Can you have sex with all the women you're attracted to, for instance, and still bring light to the world? Probably not. Most men, certainly myself and most men that I've met, it's enough to be with one woman and live impeccably, to give love, to open each other's hearts. To be able to do that with more than one woman is incredibly difficult. And are you willing to be responsible for the outcome of that? Therefore, it's very important to turn your lust into a gift, to receive women's attractiveness as a form of inspiration, heart inspiration, inspiration of your soul. So you may be walking down the street, you see a woman who turns you on, her radiance, her smile, the way she moves feels like the cosmos smiling at you. You inhale and you feel the fullness of energy in your body. Well, most men either go to head or tail with that. They go to one end of their body or the other. They either begin to fantasize in their head or they become genitally aroused. Therefore, it is important to breathe fully, circulating the energy of desire all through your body, from the top of your head down to your genitals, and then from your genitals up to the top of your head, feeling that your breath is filling and emptying your whole body with every inhalation and exhalation. Allowing your energy to circulate. So the actual feeling of desire, rather than it becoming targeted in head or tail, becomes coordinated by your heart. You still may have sexual fantasies in your head, and you still may be sexually aroused in your genitals, but your heart is the center. And so your heart regulates that flow of lust, that flow of desire. And when your heart feels lust, it becomes inspiration. You want to give. You're dying to give. And so it's important to turn our lust into our gifts as we cultivate the capacity to sustain desire. To sustain desire through hours and hours of lovemaking. To sustain desire through seeing the beautiful feminine in all of her forms all through the day.